If you'll shut that door, I'll tell you some tales about the creatures long ago. Br'er Fox got mighty tired, he did, of Br'er Rabbit's a muddin' up his spring and a stealin' the peas out of his garden. So he took some tar and he mixed it up with some turpentine, and he made him a contraption what he called a tar baby. And he sot this here tar baby in the middle of the big road. Then he laid off in the bushes to see what the news was going to be. Well, he didn't have to wait long, case pretty soon, here come Br'er Rabbit, prancing along, a lickety-clippety-clippety-lippety, just as sassy as if he owned the whole blessed highway. When Br'er Rabbit spied the tar baby, he fought himself up on his behind legs like he was astonished, and he ups and says he, "Good morning. How your symptoms seem to be sagaciating this morning?" But Tar Baby ain't saying nothing. And Br'er Fox, he just lay low. Then Br'er Rabbit, he say, "If you's hard of hearing, I can holler louder. But if you ain't got the manners to respond to a spectable gentleman, I'm a-gwine to teach you some this day if it's my dying act." Tar Baby ain't saying nothing some more. And old Br'er Fox, he lay low and chuckled in his stomach. "You stuck up, that's what you is, and I'm a-gwine to cure you sure," says Br'er Rabbit, says he. And with that, he haul off and hit the Tar Baby side the head, blip. But right there's why he dropped his lasses jug, case his fist hit stuck. Then he lambast him a swipe with the other fist. Blam! And that stuck. Then he kicked the Tar Baby. Kablim! That foot stuck. Kablum! And t'other foot stuck. Then Br'er Rabbit squall out, "Turn me loose, I'll butt the natural born stuffings out of you." With that, he butt kablooey. And his head hit stuck. Then old Br'er Fox come out into the bushes, looking just as innocent as a mockingbird. And he grin and he lick he chops. And he ups and says, "Hey, good morning, Br'er Rabbit. How your symptoms seem to be so gashy. You look sort of stuck up, you do." Br'er Rabbit try for to hang his head, but he can't, and he don't say nothing. Then Br'er Fox start laughing. "If you's hard of hearing, Br'er Rabbit, I can holler louder." And with that, he fell down on the road, and he laughed till he had to hold his sides to keep him from splitting. By and by, Br'er Fox say, "Br'er Rabbit, you the gentleman what's been a muddin' up my spring and a stealin' the peas out of my garden. But I expect you done come to the end of the row. I done laid in some calamus root, and you gwine have dinner with me this evening, case I'm a-gwine to barbecue you." Then Br'er Rabbit speak up mighty humble-like, "Burn me, Br'er Fox. Barbecue me, but please, Br'er Fox, don't throw me in that briar patch." Br'er Fox allow he ain't got no live coal to start a fire with, and he bleezed he'd hang Br'er Rabbit. "Hang me, Br'er Fox, hang me to the highest branch of the tallest tree, but please, please, Br'er Fox, don't throw me in that briar patch." Br'er Fox allow he ain't got no string for to hang Br'er Rabbit with, and he bleezed he just skin him. "Skin me, Br'er Fox. Scratch out my eyeballs. But please, Br'er Fox, please don't throw me in that awful briar patch." Br'er Fox ain't got no knife to skin him with, and he allow he bleezed he'd drown Br'er Rabbit. "Drown me, Br'er Fox. Drown me des as deep as you please. But for the mercy's sake, Brer Fox, spar me from that awful, awful briar patch. Of course, Brer Fox want to hurt Brer Rabbit the most he can. He allow there ain't no water now, so he grab him by the behind legs and fling him right square in the middle of the briar patch. Well, sir, there was a monstrous commotion where Brer Rabbit struck, and Brer Fox waited around for to see what was going to happen. Pretty soon, he hears somebody calling him. He looked way up down the hill, and there sat old man Brer Rabbit, cross-legged on a chinkapin log, a-combing the tar out in his hair with a chip. Brer Rabbit was bleeds for to fling back some of his sass, he was. And he holler out, Brer Fox, I was bred and born in the briar patch, bred and born. And with that, he leapt out just as lively as a cricket in the embers.